So, because I was dealing with what you need the motion. She said, no,
Hey, Bart, it's 6:30 and we're off.
Councilman, let's remember who runs this meeting.
Appreciate it.
We've got our city attorney here to make sure we know. Good evening, it's 6:30. I'm going to call this Traffic Commission meeting to order on here on May 8th, 2019. We'll do a roll call first. Craig Hughes.
Present.
Jeffrey Mishkin. He emailed that said he wasn't going to be here. Jane Schaefer.
Here.
Gerald Tears.
Here.
Jeff Zorns.
Excuse me.
Thank you. Mr. Tate.
Right.
Sinan.
Here.
You have to say your last name.
Alpaslan.
Alpaslan. Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Thank you. Looks like we have a different police liaison. Mr. Whitley is not with us this evening.
No.
Remind me your name.
McLean.
Officer McLean. And Mr. Mulligan is here as the city attorney. Mr. Fuller?
Here.
You were not here last time. I was using that list. Our next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Anybody move to approve the agenda?
I so move.
Any second?
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it. Next on the agenda is the approval of the minutes for March 13th, 2019. Right before the meeting, it had Mr. Fuller mentioned that we do need to make one correction, and that was on page 2, where it says to restrict parking on 7300. By Commissioner Schaefer to restrict the parking on the 7300 block. We need to include the north side of that block, not the entire block.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And restated under the amendment, same thing. Amended motion is by Zorns. Same thing. Okay. I'll make that change.
So that would be indicated on both that it would be the north side of the 7300 block. Are there any other changes that anyone else notices? Okay, do we have a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
I move we approve the amended minutes.
Thank you. Any second?
Seconded.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. The ayes have it. Our first agenda item this evening is agenda item A, the Melrose and Wellington speeding. And I will let Mr. Tate introduce that.
It was brought to the staff's attention of the speeding issues that occur inside the Music neighborhood, mainly Melrose and Wellington areas, 7300 block and 7400 block. Sinan and myself visited the neighborhood and actually spoke with some of the residents in the neighborhood to get their complaints about the speeding in the neighborhood, that it is off of Hanley, and it's in between Hanley and Midland, and it is used quite often as a cut-through street, so there is quite a bit of speeding. We have one of the residents of that block, Ms. Sylvia Morris, here to come up and speak about the issue that she's actually witnessed in the actual neighborhood. So I'd like to have Ms. Morris come to the podium.
Ms. Morris, when you step to the podium, please state your name and your address for the record.
My name is Sylvia Morris, and I live at 7431 Wellington. And I see James Bartley is here, and he lives in the 7300 block of Wellington as well. So as far as the speeding, so we do notice that people come off of Hanley and cut down Wellington at a, more than the 35, 25 speed limit. So they're like cutting through real fast and going over to Midland. There is a stop sign on Mount Vernon in Wellington, but I mean, I really don't even see how they stop. We do have like little kids on our street, so we want to do what we can do to avoid any type of accidents. and there are people that have animals on the street as well. So I'll let Mr. Bartley talk about what he sees on the 7300 block of Wellington as well. Yes.
Tell me your first name again.
I'm Sylvia, S-Y-L.
Sylvia, thank you, Sylvia.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Thank you, Ms. Moore.
And again, Mr. Bartley, you just got here, but if you'll say your name and address for the record.
Okay, James Bartley, 73.
Pull up the microphone, too. Sorry.
No problem. James Bartley, address is 7338 Wellington, so I'm on the 7300 block of Wellington. So I'm going to try not to repeat, I guess, the same thing that my colleague here had mentioned, but we just have a tremendous amount of speeding, as she had mentioned. The two blocks that are really affected are Melrose and Wellington for the most part. Carlton is already blocked off, and that happened a very long time ago. We are open to any solutions. I mean, when we have our neighborhood meetings, people complain. We have new residents. Some residents have actually moved from the neighborhood because of the speeding. So I have looked at some of the traffic calming things that was presented to us, and to be honest, I don't know if those would be the best solution with the way that our neighborhood is laid out. So we're open to, and I mean we've done a little bit of research. I'm sorry, of even turning it into one-way traffic, or even speed bumps, not the smooth bump, but an actual speed bump. And it's just become a real issue in our neighborhood. And we have cars on camera that, I mean, literally 60 miles an hour. Police chases, because they'll come down Hanley, they'll make a left either on Wellington or Melrose, and they'll just blow through the stop sign in Mount Vernon. So we're open to whatever you guys can help us to come up with for a solution for the neighborhood. But that's... we have for now. I mean, the next meeting, I guess, will come with all of the documentation filled out, so we can hopefully have next steps or a solution.
Are there speed limit signs?
They are. I believe it's 25?
25.
Yeah, I believe 25 and 30, 35, right?
Okay.
I believe, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, again, the speeds are double. With traffic that is the cut through basically that we deal with. So they want to go to the stoplight at Olive and Hanley, so we get them to cut down our block. And so the neighborhood has turned in terms of the demographics. So we have a very young community now with a lot of young kids, and so we're a bit afraid at this point because this is becoming a safety issue.
So you mentioned that there were some traffic calming devices that you've talked to, I guess, the city on?
Correct. Sandin has sent us some documentation of some things that were implemented in some other neighborhoods. And of course, we've driven in some of the other neighborhoods where they actually have speed bumps over near Washington University. So we're open to those as well, even if it was a temporary solution where it was the one where they nailed it into the asphalt. I mean, we're open to that on a trial basis, and I mean, this may sound crazy, but we're even open to capital campaign to pay for our own speed bumps if it comes down to that, as far as a budget with the city. So I'm not sure that's even an option.
I mean, Mr. Taylor, Mr. Sinan can talk to it. As far as the neighborhoods near Washington University, I mean, those are private neighborhoods, so those are going to be
right.
Yeah, they're going to pay for those themselves.
Okay.
I would guess that since it's a city issue, you know, it opens up that can of worms of we can't just let everybody put speed bumps everywhere.
Right.
So what kind of things have been done already? I know the speed trailer says, is that already been?
Well, it hasn't been deployed yet. It's speed trailer has a bit of a list of streets that it's being deployed to. But we are working on getting a second speed trailer. It will be deployed in that area for one. The speed bumps are not particularly liked by emergency departments.
Right.
And some of those examples that you've seen, I know the gravity raised speed bump probably won't help you all right now, but maybe the shrinking of the road One of those implementations may also help with, you know, bringing the traffic in. You know, you see a wide street, they're going to spread down that wide street. Police presence may help, you know, more police presence in the neighborhood.
Right.
And I know you're in between two streets that are 35 miles an hour. Your street is probably, should be 25 miles an hour on those streets. So that is an issue. We can just get the data from the speed trailer first.
Okay.
Make sure the speed limit signs are visible, for one. I'm open to any other ideas.
So just a quick question. A lot of, I guess, the solutions or the methods have been tried. We've had the trailers on our street, to be quite frank. We've had officers that sit on the street. In the past, I know that we needed a certain amount of cars to come down the block. And unfortunately, we don't have that volume. I think they put a car counter or basically goes across the street and counts how many cars that come down the block.
Oh, they put like a tube counter maybe?
Correct, but the problem is we don't have the count. So, I mean, if you have, say, 50 cars that go down these particular blocks, if you get 20 to speed, that's not a lot of volume. Where they
right,
would say
the average is thrown
exactly,
off.
Exactly, the average is thrown off. And, you know, so if you take out of that 50, you take 40 cars that do 40 plus miles per hour, then it's not going to get picked up that way. So we're open to, I mean, and I didn't know whether we could do a petition. Is that a possible path for us to?
If the commission makes a motion to approve your request for a petition,
okay.
For one way.
All right. Well, whatever we need to supply, I mean, again, we have video of cars. We have all types of things. I can pack the room out with the neighbors if need be, you know, but we're more than willing to go back and do some more research and come back.
I think if you guys give us a couple ideas of what you think would be best for your neighborhood, you know, pick the other devices.
Right. Okay.
Could they have those wooden horses? Does that help?
We thought about those as well. I mean, and even I don't know how they work in the other neighborhoods in University
City. Yeah, I don't know.
I'll speak to that.
Oh.
I actually live in a private subdivision. We've had people hit the sawhorses.
Sawhorses.
We have a gated at the end. We're missing three links of the gate because somebody tried to run through them. The only issue, and I'm not saying this because I know your neighborhood and I know that people cut through there, but it's happened in our neighborhood as well. We have stop signs up, and people still run the stop signs. So I think some of the solutions, what you think will work for you, I'd like to be happy to hear. I think increasing the police presence has worked the best for us. And just do it on a periodic basis. You know, initially, we found that a lot of the speeders in our neighborhood were our own residents.
I've heard it.
Yeah.
I've heard it.
So just be prepared for that.
Okay.
But I think the best thing that we have had has been the, how do I want to put this, irregular police presence. So not like, oh, they're there every Monday morning, so I'll cool it on Monday morning. So different times of day, some that sort of thing. And maybe you could come back with a suggestion as to what the prime times you think would be. Obviously, rush hour in the morning, rush hour in the afternoon, I think would be a place to start.
Yeah, I was going to mention that too as well. So I have noticed that, I would say between 3 and 4 and 6, we you know, it's almost the same cars. And I actually passed the information on to the police, but of course they told me that they actually have to be the ones that either see the car or have the license plate, but I promise it's the same two or three cars in many of the instances. So it's the I call it the Dodge movement. So everybody has a Dodge Charger,
oh, yeah.
Dodge, and they are just, they're letting them loose in UC, I would say. Yeah, we'll give some more homework, I guess, and maybe we're open to suggestions.
We're open for ideas as well.
Okay.
We have, believe me, it's not only your neighborhood, it's all over.
All over.
So we are, you know, investigating, we're going to do a speed calming study here soon.
Question. What are the options, really, that exist? Because we had the same problem on Chamberlain near the high school, and we were basically told that, no, you can't put a speed bump on that street because it's not a private subdivision, and I don't think Music Neighborhood is either. We were told there really wasn't any options except putting up a sign and watching. We weren't given anything, and mind you, this Chamberlain at that point is a 2.5-lane street with parking in one of them. Now, both of these streets are full width, two sides parking and two lanes through, which are pretty much a super highway. I can totally get why people would be flying.
There are the raised crosswalks that help reduce speed, but once someone knows that it's raised and it's, their car is going to go over smoothly without damaging their car, they may ignore it. There's also bulb outs that happen pretty much at the intersections, where it's the corner will come out to almost the middle of the intersection, and you know that will help reduce the speed of a car. Or there's mid-block bulb outs that will help reduce that, which is going to shrink the street down to just about where only one car can pass on either side. That's it. There won't be wide driving lanes, which of course makes you want to speed if you're a wide driving lane. So I have a example that we were shown sometime last year by our traffic engineer. She gave us some ideas on how to reduce speed economy measures. So I shared it with the commission prior to your joining us, so I will share it with you.
This sounds like a lot of those are some kind of expensive solutions on the bulbs and so forth, unless you could plop down and get one of those shamel pots from St. Louis, and when they get rid of all theirs, they start using them here.
I'm not going to say them. They're not going to be reasonable because some of them are built with concrete.
Yeah. So you know, do that on every street that's got a problem. We're going to have to find a budget source for that.
Yeah.
I imagine
that's going to come with our speed economy study. Yeah. You know, to put a budget toward that.
So moving forward, let's just say that since we know that there's plenty of options on the table, I think the next step is to make sure that we get the data, because we've been told by Officer Whitley before that even though we as residents feel like there's lots of speeding, sometimes it is one of those things where, yeah, it feels because it's, you know, right there in our neighborhood, we need to get the data that says, you know, backs up that there is either speeding, because sometimes it can feel like somebody's going 60, but really they're only going 40 because you're a stationary person. You know, everybody comes and says there's lots of speeding, so I'd say we just get the data as much as we can first. And then we'll move forward. Do you guys bring some more ideas the next time?
All right.
We've presented a few things.
Thank you.
Our next item on the agenda, second and only other item on the agenda, is a temporary crosswalk on Delmar. Okay.
So this is attached with the special use permit. What's the event called?
The Loop Arts Fest.
Loop Arts Fest. And so they want to put a temporary crosswalk in between Leland and the Farmers Market, or right at the Farmers Market, so that the patrons are able to cross the street freely, because there will be a shared with the Craft Alliance, the Craft Alliance and the Farmers Market. I did a little research and found out that we are able to actually be able to put a temporary crosswalk up with the following the temporary work zone application. And so she'll have to put up signage, of course, and the tape will be put down across Delmar. But the signage will be ahead of the crossing on either side of Delmar. So Rachel, if you want to just speak a little bit about the event.
And if you don't mind stating your name and your address for the record as well.
I'm Rochelle Lafayette, and I'm with the Delmar Loop at 6150 Delmar. Thank you for having me here tonight. I appreciate your time.
Say your name again.
Lafayette. It's L apostrophe. Okay, it's on
the paper. It's on the paper. Thank you.
Okay, I'm used to spelling it.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
I'd like to just welcome Rochelle to University City. I know she did a fabulous job for Maplewood, and I saw her working there, and I'm just really delighted that she's helping us out now. Thank you. Appreciate that. So the Loop Arts Fest is going to be the grand finale of what we're calling Delmar Loop Week. And all of the arts organizations, COGA, the library,
Craft Alliance, the Farmers Market, are and further, you know, everybody, Vintage Vinyl, I don't want to name everybody, but, you know, all the way down Delmar and New City, we're going to have creativity and activity centers, and it's going to be very family-friendly. It's going to start at 9 in the morning at the Farmers Market, and the Craft Alliance is going to have a pottery wheel across the street. So we're concerned about people walking back and forth, and if you look at that picture that's in the packet, you can see how far Leland is between the plaza area for the market and Craft Alliance. And so, you know, people aren't just going to walk down to the crosswalk at Leland. They're going to just try to cross the street. And I talked to the arts organizations that are involved in this, and they've said that they've had that problem in the past when they've done events together. So that's why when we were meeting to plan the event that we wanted to make that request for the crosswalk. And I brought a couple more pictures, and I don't know if you need them. It just shows the area a little bit better.
There's a question of clarification on the request. It's typed on page 1. It says June 23rd, and then on your written request, it says June 22nd. We're talking about Saturday the 22nd or Sunday?
Oh, it's the 22nd.
Okay.
Last year was the, I think it was the 23rd. It is the 22nd. Saturday the 22nd.
This is the type of it on page 1.
I think it's a great idea. I don't think we have enough crosswalks in the loop as it is. And since we'll have so many people there that day for the Arts Fest, people like to cross Delmar anywhere anyway. So if we could make it easier with the crosswalk, I think it'd be much safer.
Mr. Tate, it says on here that the staff recommends that the commission review the request. We'll inquire if the city's traffic engineer has that taken place already, or is that something that hasn't taken place
yet? That's
it's already done. Yeah. So what's the traffic engineer said?
She, I'm going to have to pull that, show that to her. She said that was good.
What's that?
She said that was good once I mentioned that to her about the temporary work zone.
So this traffic engineer has no problems with this? Police? Any problems? Any issues?
I just don't know if they'll be if they will be prepared to stop since they're not used to it.
Right.
The drivers will there will be a
new. So I mean, there's going to be signage, but you said there's going to be some sort of marking on the road as well.
Right.
Like a temporary.
And also, we're going to probably deploy our like center crosswalk signage.
Right.
That will go right to the middle. Right.
In other words,
the one that always gets knocked down.
Are you going to have that little temporary sign that?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. That's one of those.
We have a mechanism like shoots pellets at the cars and it's like glass, whatever. Misses it. So I mean, like anything, it's just going to be a matter of the pedestrians are going to hopefully have. It's going to slow down some, and then the pedestrians are still going to have to obviously make sure you make some eye contact with the people crossing, because even at the other crossings, right there in front of the Tivoli, it means
the speed limit is reduced in the loop.
Right.
For one, and then the trolley will be running as well. So
hopefully the trolley won't run into over anybody either.
So do we want to make a motion?
I would like you guys to make a motion just in case this has to go to council.
Okay. So does anybody have any other discussion? It's a one-day thing, correct? So it's
yes.
Pretty much just at 9 to 3.
Just that Saturday from 9 to 3, yes.
Are you guys responsible for putting that, or the city will just come out and do that?
It's a special use permit, so we'll work with that.
Will there be any extra police presence that day there or not?
File an event permit for the full event, and the police will get that information.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'd
like to make a motion that we approve this, as stated by Mr. Tate.
I second
this. All right, we have a motion on the floor to approve the temporary crosswalk as requested in the packet, and a second on the floor as well. All those in favor,
aye.
The ayes have it.
Thank you, and I brought flyers. I can pass them out, but thanks.
You'll have all the information that you need with the link to the website. How are you?
This is from
Alrighty, council, moving on the agenda, the council liaison report. We have the esteemed Councilmember Hales with us this evening.
Thank you. There is a council study session tomorrow night on the fifth floor at 6 p.m. That's a budget study session, but there will also be a presentation to the council and the public on the Fair Use City proposal and the process and how that all happened. That's really about all I have for right now.
What time is that?
6 p.m.
6.
Fifth floor, council chambers.
6 p.m. tomorrow.
Correct.
Then the other part is going to be at the regular council meeting or no?
Which is some of that second part that you mentioned. That's actually going to be the first part of the study session according to the agenda that I got today.
Tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, 6 p.m.
Gotcha.
That's it? That's all. Pretty sure. There's no other miscellaneous business, correct?
There's no.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
sure.
Sure.
So, on the petition part, is there a certain percentage that you guys require from the neighborhood?
Depends on the petition, but what kind of petition are you looking to?
If we're asking the neighbors, you know, are you the neighborhood, you know, whatever options you want, and if they, if you have to get a petition, is there a certain amount of percentage wise? And is it the only two streets that are involved, or it has to be the entire music neighborhood?
Depending on what's being asked, I'll defer to Mr. Tate because there's some specific things as far as.
So, each petition is block by block. So
okay.
That's the move by
block. Thank you.
Anything else? All right. Everybody will know how you're going. Guess what? We have nothing else.
Somebody make a motion.
Is there something you want me to say? No, I'm trying to remember. Do we need a motion for the to adjourn the meeting?
Yes, sure.
I move that we adjourn.
There we go. A second.
I second.
Perfect. I needed a motion for that. All those in favor. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, the ayes have it. We are adjourning this meeting at 6:57.
I just wanted to see if we could break a record.
We did
Councilman Hales.
This is one of your best, for sure. I said 25 minutes, you went over.
No, we didn't.
6:57.